This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, dedicated to increasing knowledge and engagement in the world's most critical issues. On April 24th, the Council is hosting a conversation with New York Times White House and National Security Correspondent David Sanger to discuss his latest book, New Cold Wars, China's Rise, Russia's Invasion, and America's Struggle to Defend the West. Registration for this event is available at globalaffairs.org/events.
The COVID-19 pandemic is straining resources from personal protective equipment to cleaning solutions. The number of infected people keeps rising. That's spurring distilleries to jump into action, including one local maker of spirits in Northwest Indiana. WBEZ's Michael Puente explains how they're brewing up something new to help the community.
On most days, Drew Fox is busy making his award-winning spirits from a century-old red brick building at his 18th Street Distillery in Hammond, Indiana, just two blocks from the Illinois state line.
All of our product we produce here, our rye whiskey, bourbon, gin, rum, vodka, you know, we're probably, you know, small and mighty, but, you know, we really take great pride in what we produce and take great care in what we're producing.
But since last week, Fox has been cooking up something new, sanitizer for both hands and surfaces.
Trust me, we'd rather be making whiskey or gin.
When Fox heard that Northwest Indiana hospitals, nurses, and first responders were running low on sanitizer, with COVID-19 cases going through the roof, Fox's distillery went to work producing its own sanitizer. Plus, this is personal for him.
My wife's an ER nurse. And, you know, my biggest concern for her was basically being in the front lines of the epidemic. But more importantly, my mom and her mom are in their 70s. And, you know, I just couldn't bear the thought of, you know, my six-month-old son losing both his grandparents. And so I knew we had the capability of doing it.
To meet the high demand, the distillery's four stills have worked nonstop since a week ago, producing about 75 to 90 gallons of sanitizer per day. The ingredients are pretty simple: ethanol, glycerol, peroxide, and other compounds.
A lot of hand sanitizer companies use different ingredients, but this is really a simple recipe that's been used around the world through the World Health Organization. And so we decided to keep it simple and pretty much use that recipe.
Fox's biggest still is 250 gallons, along with three smaller stills. So far, they've produced about 1,000 gallons. But filling those thousands of plastic bottles with sanitizer is another part of all this, and Fox is getting help.
This is all community-driven. This is on the hard work of, you know, our volunteers. And, you know, we laid a lot of people off. They're coming in and helping us, volunteers.
Fox credits one of his distillers, Raven McKee, for coming up with the sanitizer idea. And it's McKee who keeps an eye on the stills and all the components to make sure they're running efficiently and producing sanitizer. With the huge copper stills and twisting pipes into a large glass beaker, it looks like a laboratory for a mad scientist.
Up at the top here, and then we need to turn that back into liquid. So to do that, we cool it off, just kind of like, similar to like the way that it rains, you know, the clouds up are in a vapor form, and then when there's a temperature change, it rains down.
Now, let's keep in mind, despite the significant investment, Fox isn't making a dime off this effort.
This is free. We're not making any money from this. We're giving all this product away to first responders, and anything left over, we're giving it to seniors first, and then after that, anyone else available in the community.
Fox is accepting donations and has set up a GoFundMe page to help offset some of the costs. In recent days, he's received 10,000 plastic bottles from the city of Hammond and corn from a local farmer to make ethanol. Fox said his distillery is going back to making spirits this week, but will continue producing sanitizer in smaller amounts. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.